This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Much of Russia's commercial and military sectors rely on foreign parts, repairs, technological know-how, a big vulnerability for Russia. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Take Russia's aviation sector, for example. Russia relies heavily on planes and aircraft parts made by Boeing and Airbus, which have halted shipments to Russian carriers.
They can keep operating for 2 or 3 months, but at some point they're going to need new parts.
Tim Fry is a political science professor at Columbia University. He says it's not just aircraft hardware.
Even the booking and reservation systems are often integrated deeply into foreign companies and relies on foreign technology.
Same goes for the country's manufacturing sector and its computer equipment. Fry says the U.S. ban on exports of semiconductor chips to Russia is already hurting Russian manufacturers.
Lada, which is the Russian version of GM, the largest automaker in the country, announced that it was going to have to shut down temporarily because it didn't have the microprocessors it needed to produce its cars.
Moscow has been trying to reduce its dependence on imported technology, says Julian Ringhoff, a visiting fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations.
This is true for a lot of the high-end technologies where basically companies with good ties to the Kremlin get subsidies which are meant to help Russia develop technological capabilities.
But Ringhoff says that favoritism has made it harder for Russia to innovate and build up its high-tech expertise.
It generally doesn't work out to pick winners at the beginning of an innovation process. You actually need proper competition, and you don't really see this in Russia as much.
Russia could turn to China to help fill the gaps, says Samuel Bendett, an analyst at the research company CNA.
That would be good enough in some areas, but that's not going to be a wholesale replacement. It's going to be a replacement of maybe some components.
And if Russia decides to go it alone?
The question is how long this switchover can take place. Will it take years? Will it take possibly decades? Is there even time?
In the meantime, Bendett says Russia could access foreign technology by importing it through sellers on the black market. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.